All right, we're just about 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome back. Hour number three of the program this morning, Jeff Kennedy, Monica Burris, until 9 o'clock. And we'll get back to your topics in just a little bit. Don't forget you can call in 928-773-1346 or send me an email, jkshow@caf.com. But we're going to take our community cafe a little bit early this morning. Our community cafe brought to you, as always, by the city of Flagstaff. And we're joined now by several of our good friends from Theatricos, actually Theatric Kids, this time around. We've got Joe Maniglia, the educational director. I've got Evelyn, Abby, and Lila, right? Okay.
Very good.
I passed my first test, yeah. Okay? Very good. All right, let's jump into it. So Theatric Kids, you're celebrating your 20th anniversary, correct?
That is correct. It started 20 years ago in 2003, and this is our 20th year, so it's a big year for us.
Absolutely. But roughly how many kids a year do you have come through the program?
Oh, there's hundreds of kids that come through the program, whether it's our summer camps or our performance workshops. There are several hundred who come through the program, and then several more hundred who are watching the program and the performances.
Is one of the challenges with young people coming into, you know, that want to act, that want to have some experiences, is it kind of getting over the shyness, or do most of the kids that come to the program, they've already dealt with that?
Well, these three volunteers that I volunteered them for this program, some of them are not shy.
Okay.
And some of them are, and so it's a mix. So you've got some kids who come in and they're raring to go. They want to hit the stage, and you know, let's not rehearse. Let's get on stage. And then you have others who kind of warm up to it, and so it's a good mix. There are people at all levels and all stages of shyness.
We're talking with Joe Maniglia. He's the education director with Theatric Kids, celebrating their 20th anniversary this year. All right, so let me see if I got this straight. So Abby, right? He pointed at you that you weren't shy. Okay, so yeah. We'll start with the not shy one. So tell me about, like, is this just something that you always want to do? Are you acting all the time, pretty much, and you can't be stopped? I mean,
yeah, I really like acting. I've been doing it since I was 7, and it's really fun for me. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you sing as well, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done a few songs.
Okay. So is this this is going to be a career choice for you? If at all possible.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So now, then Evelyn was the shy one, right?
Not that shy. Not that.
I knew that was coming, Evelyn. Like, as soon as. Yeah, I think that's just kind of, what was that, youthful rebellion? That was like, I said you were shy. I'm not shy. But you're really not. So tell me about, like, your process. Like, in terms of you being a young actress, are you on all the time? Can you turn it on and off? Tell me. So turn it on right now, okay? So you're acting like a radio host right now. So... So seriously, like, is it a light bulb? Like, is it a switch on and off thing for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. See, a little bit of that shyness came out. All right, so that's part of your process, right? Because you have to get your young actors past that, correct?
Sure, sure. And for some, it takes is getting them a costume.
Yeah.
For others, like I said, there are some that just hit the floor running, and then others are like, oh, when they get their costume, you see them kind of inhabit their character. And for others, it is not until there's an audience there, and they're they've got butterflies in their tummy, and so it's just different for each kid. It just depends, and it's just kind of trying to shepherd them all through that process.
And is it, I mean, there's value in that, though, right? That, like, pre-performance nervousness.
Oh, of
you know,
course,
I think
all of us
get that. I think Monica has that every day when she comes in.
Yes. I tell them that I have it as well. You know, it's something that's always there. That's, you know, you just learn to control it. And some people thrive. It's the same thing like riding a roller coaster. You know, you you know, you're as you're going up the hill that you're going to come down on the other end, and you're it's scary, but it's also that kind of rush that comes from that.
Absolutely, and anyone who does anything in entertainment, we all experience that to some degree. All right, so it's the 20th anniversary of TheatriKids. I know coming up later this month, you've got Puffs, right? And then Matilda also. So
Matilda starts on August 18th. So we're already in production for that, and then we'll start, and that'll be August 18th through the 27th. Yes, and tickets are going pretty fast. Almost the first weekend's almost sold out. Not quite, but getting there.
But getting there. All right. So are all three of you? So again, I've got Abby, Evelyn, and Lila, okay, are all three of you in Matilda?
No? Me and Evelyn are.
Okay.
I am not.
So that was Lila. I forgot to ask you if you were shy, but I pretty much sense that you're not. I don't know. I'm just picking up that vibe. So what do you play? What are you in, Lila?
So I'm in Puffs, or I'm going to be in, yeah.
Yeah, so okay. Puff starts right after Matilda opens, so we start August 21st. So you can still enroll in that workshop, and if you enroll, every child who enrolls in that workshop is guaranteed a part. So you enroll, you come, you audition, so we can give out the parts, and then we begin rehearsals starting end of August, and we'll be rehearsing right up until we open on, I think, October 27th, I want to say, as I had my calendar open. October 27th, I was right.
Okay, yeah. And that's for Puffs. All right, so we're Joe Maniglia. He's the education director with TheatriKids, 20th anniversary. Your summer camps, talk to me a little bit about your summer camps, because those sold out, right?
Yes, those sold out early, and we've had full camps. We've had 9 weeks of camp and a total of 6 camps. So some of them were 2 week, some of them are 1 week, and we're just finishing up the second week of our Descendants camp, and that will end on Friday. And so yeah, we've had nonstop kids coming through our doors since school ended. And all the way until when school will begin.
All right,
basically.
Very good. TheatriKids 20th anniversary coming up later on this month. Matilda, give me the dates on that again, when that starts.
That is August 18th through the 27th.
Okay, August 18th through the 27th. If you haven't gotten out and supported Theatricos, TheatriKids, just our local theater productions, a lot of fun. And so I want to suggest that you do that. Thank you very much for coming in. Really appreciate it. I love these visits with our friends of Theatricos. We'll have you back in again, and looking forward to it. But
thank you,
in the
Jeff.
Future, thank you for everything that you do. All right, you're listening to Legend 93.5 AM 930. We'll come back. We'll reset things for you on the other side.